Friday. It's the 6th of June, and that day of the week in that time could only mean one thing. Take your seats. Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven, is here. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
All right, what do we got here this morning? We have a kind of a weepy, from what I understand.
Kind of a weepy.
Kind of a weepy?
Kind of a
weepy. I've heard there was sobbing.
There was, I mean, there's one point during The Fault in Our Stars, near the end. It's a movie about kids who have cancer, or who had cancer, and meet up in a support group. And there was a slight quieting in the, none of the characters were talking, and there's a lull in the soundtrack,
mm-hmm.
and around me, I heard,
mm-hmm.
I mean, from all over.
Oh,
like,
really?
Open sobbing, snuffling.
Open sobbing and snuffling.
People were just ruined by the film.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll be skipping that then, actually, probably.
I have to watch that in the comfort of my own home.
You know, but the question for me is, are these people who, this is, The Fault in Our Stars is based on a book that was huge, and I don't know if you guys, did you guys read it? So this is it was a massive bestseller, and people are in love with these main characters, mm-hmm. Gus and Hazel, these star-crossed teenagers. What's coming between them is illness. And and people read the book over and over. They're tumblers devoted to their love. And so I wonder if a lot of the people sobbing openly in the film weren't people who had already seen the book, because I was a little bit unmoved. And I mean, I'm a little bit of a monstrous person, but I'm not that monstrous.
And I do have some emotions.
Yes, some emotions.
I've
heard.
I do have some emotions. And I think one of the reasons why I wasn't as moved was because I had not read the books, and so when they walked on screen, when the character comes on screen, he says, "Oh, I'm Gus." I didn't immediately go, "Oh, it's Gus."
You didn't have the connection.
You know, I didn't have the connection.
Yeah.
And all they delivered to me, Shailene Woodley as Hazel is wonderful. This teenage girl is smart and funny and not maudlin, and she's great. But then the boy they deliver is kind of a just smilingly bland, sweet boy,
your average teenager.
Average teenager who happens to do everything perfectly. He has no flaw. He's just perfect, mm-hmm. and kind of blandly perfect. And I wanted a little bit more. And I feel like there are things going on in their heads that people know from the books that I didn't get delivered to, and I didn't feel moved. I feel like if you read the book and loved it, that maybe you'd be moved to tears. And I felt like it was more of a string of scenes from the book where people, oh, they're having dinner at that restaurant. And mm-hmm. I didn't care that they're having dinner at their restaurant.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know how many of the folks who were
sobbing.
What was the other word you used? Snorfling?
No, it's snuffling.
Snuffling.
Yeah, it was snuffling.
Yeah,
but it's well done, and it doesn't. It does feel like it's a. If you like teenage romance, and maybe it's also just, you know, it's about teenage love. It's, even if it's about kids with cancer, it's in the end about teenagers experiencing that well of first love for the first time. And frankly, I'm a couple decades past that. And so it's really, I'm not the one to be judging.
It
was well made. I just was unmoved.
Do you remember that Mandy Moore movie, A Walk to Remember?
Yes.
Is it kind of like that?
It's kind of like that. And okay. I remember other people snuffling, crying uncontrollably. Uh-huh. And Stephanie, more than a little bit unmoved.
All right. So this is a big question, though.
But yeah.
What is a movie that you would be catching your breath
moved
at
to tears.
Sitting in the seat for?
Moved to tears,
mm-hmm.
in L'Amour, the 80-year-olds dying together.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 80,
oh,
you're
sure,
dying,
yeah, I remember that.
I'm snuffling. You know, I was just, oh gosh, I was just watching clips from The Best Years of Our Lives. Have you guys seen that?
No, what?
It's about World War II vets coming home. It was built. It was made in 1946,
mm-hmm.
and it's a trio of vets coming home, and it's about their lives after the war, when they arrived back, and it was made right after the war ended. So one man comes home, and he's played by a vet who had lost both his arms, and he had mechanical arms, and his name was Homer. And you show me any scene with Homer getting through his life, I mean, I was just watching clips because I was going to be discussing D-Day and films about World War II, and you show me any clip from The Best Years of Our Lives, I start weeping uncontrollably.
Man,
that
Jill
movie,
and I.
What's yours?
Oh,
it has the
say.
Most romantic ending to a movie.
Really?
Like, flat out, one of the most romantic scenes ever in a film.
See,
Besters
she's
are alive.
Moved by beauty.
I'm going to start crying
yeah,
right
she's,
now.
She's, I mean, she's actually moved by, you and I are not going to be able to match the highbrow quality stuff that she's mentioning.
Oh, you
here,
guys would
think.
Be moved by this too.
Oh, undoubtedly we would.
Oh, I would.
We just haven't seen it. That's just not going to be on
but
our list.
What makes you guys cry?
Well, the first one that you mentioned, you know, when two 80-year-old people are dying together. I mean, that's beautiful. That's not. Yeah. There's nothing tragic about that.
Yeah.
When I cry at tragic, well, I have two crying fits. One is that I'm so happy that things have worked out for the character that I cry, like It's a Wonderful
Life. It's a Wonderful Life.
And then I have the whole, like, Mask, My Girl. What was the other one that I mentioned where I just bawl? My Girl, Mask.
Mask makes me bawl.
Yeah.
Oh, Tears of Endearment.
Tears of Endearment.
Yes, well, that's what I should call the movie.
What's
the one that gets
you?
Oh,
so mine is horrifying because I not being a sports guy in any way, but I still...
Jerry Maguire.
No. No. Are you ready? This is just an atrocity.
We won't think the less of you.
Field of Dreams.
Field of
what
Dreams?
What is it? It's more of a
You're
father-son
American
thing
man.
Than
You're
a sports
American.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
no
it
shame.
Is. It's just this.
No
it's
shame,
the father-son
Steve.
Ding. Do you want to have catch? That's what it is right there. Anyway, Stephanie, thank you as always
good
for coming
here.
In. Nice to have you. Stephanie Curtis is the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio. Joins us Friday mornings.